Welcome to That's What She Said, a podcast of sermons preached at Galileo Christian Church, Disciples of Christ, near Fort Worth, Texas. I'm Katie Hayes. My pronouns are she, her, and hers, and I'm the lead evangelist at Galileo. Galileo Church exists to seek and shelter spiritual refugees, who for us are people for whom church has become boring, irrelevant, exclusive, or even painful. Especially people who have been pushed out because of their gender or sexuality. If you yourself are a spiritual refugee, we're especially glad you're listening.
Hey, friends. My name is Katie Owens, also known as Remy. I'm the co-editor and co-producer of That's What She Said, together with Nathan Berry. I want to apologize for our recent delays in publishing episodes. Between an illness and a couple of moves, we've been having trouble keeping up. Everything is simmering down now, and That's What She Said should be back up to a regular weekly podcast again. Thanks be to God. During the last Sunday of Reverend Dr. Irie Sessions' 10 weeks with us, the fourth Sunday in her series on badass biblical women, we had some technical difficulties and our mic didn't pick up the scripture reading. It's just a few verses from 1 Chronicles, and I'll read them to you now. The sons of Ephraim were Shuthelah, Bered his son, Tahath his son, Eliada his son, Tahath his son, Zabad his son, Shuthelah his son, and Ezer and Eliad, cattle rustlers, killed on one of their raids by the natives of Gath. Their father Ephraim grieved a long time, and his family gathered them to comfort. Then he slept with his wife again. She conceived and produced a son. He named him Berea, which means unlucky, because of the bad luck that had come to his family. His daughter was Shirah. Shirah built Lower and Upper Beth Horon and Uzen Shirah. That's 1 Chronicles 7:20 through 24 from The Message. I know that after 9 weeks of Irie's sermons, you don't have a hard time believing that she wrote a magnificent sermon out of that. Still, I can't say it's not impressive. I don't read genealogies and say, that'll preach. But Irie does. That's why she's the Reverend Doctor.
The thoughts of leaving a legacy has been central in my mind, particularly as the older I get, the more mature I get. I'm thinking about legacy. I'm thinking about what will I leave behind after I've gone to be with the ancestors? I've been thinking about that, and recently I heard someone say, they said, it's not what you leave for people, it's what you leave in people. And so that made me think about how would my being in the world, how would my have been my being in the world have impacted the world positively? Who will be better because they had something to do with me? That's a central thought in my mind every day. And so when I think about legacy and what we leave behind, there's one biblical badass woman that comes to my mind. Until recently, probably, when I say recently, I mean maybe like 4 years ago, I had never read about nor heard of Sister Shirah. I knew about her father. At least I think it's her father, Ephraim. I'll explain more why there's uncertainty a little later. So I knew about Ephraim and his brother Manasseh. They were sons of Joseph and Joseph's African wife, Asenath. But I hadn't heard of Shirah. Shirah was hidden in Ephraim's genealogy. Well, like some of you, I really don't like reading those genealogies. Too many names I can't pronounce, as you saw that in the reading of the scripture. So like most people, I skip over the genealogy, except of course if you're a Hebrew Bible scholar, right? Which I'm not. So like you, I skip over the genealogy and trying to get to the good stuff of the story. I skip over, and I've skipped over Shira. I can relate to being skipped over. Anybody here been skipped over? Were any of you ever treated like you were insignificant, like you didn't count, like your story didn't matter? You ever been dissed, discounted, disrespected, disregarded, rendered invisible? Anybody ever been ignored? Well, this evening, Shira will not be ignored. We will not skip over her. Look at the person next to you and tell them, don't skip over me, baby. And say it just like that, like roll your neck and all that. Don't skip over me, baby. Mm-mm, don't skip over me. Lance, did you? Okay. Don't skip over me. Don't do it. Today, Shira is no longer invisible, for she has something to tell us, something that just might transform our thinking. See, Shira's life teaches us something about what it means to leave a legacy. She teaches us something about value and worth and the ingenuity of a woman. So who is this woman, Shira? Well, as I mentioned earlier when I was casting a little confusion as to whether Ephraim was her daddy or not, it's difficult to determine if Shira's father was Ephraim or if it was Beriah. If Beriah was her father, then Shira is the daughter of misfortune. If Ephraim was her father, then Shira is the sister of misfortune. Either way, it's a problem. Let me explain. So Ephraim had two sons. He had several sons. Two of them, Ezer and Elead, were criminals. They were killed by the people of Gath for cattle rustling. We in Texas know a little something about cattle rustling, right? Needless to say, after the killing of his two sons, Ephraim was distraught. And what he did, because he was distraught, what he did with his pain, with his hurt, with his despair, he made love to his wife. Yeah, that eased his anxiety, his hurt, his pain a little bit, huh? He had sex with his wife, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. In this day, the naming of the children, particularly the sons, you know, it fell on the dad. And so Ephraim, in his despair, named this baby boy, the one that was conceived out of his depression, out of his hurt over the murder of his two other sons, Ephraim named this baby boy Beriah, which means misfortune, or the message interprets it as unlucky. The way the text reads, though, scholars aren't clear, because Shira is described after the text talks about Beriah coming into the world, right? So scholars are unclear if Shira was the daughter of Beriah or Ephraim. But either way, misfortune is a terrible legacy to live into. Shira was the sister, or perhaps daughter of misfortune. Perhaps there's someone here this evening who can relate. Maybe you've lived through one disaster after another. You've seen enough trouble maybe to last your entire lifetime. Maybe there's someone here that when you look over your shoulder, you see hardship, adversity, trials, and tribulations. You see misfortune. Maybe there's people here that little seems to have gone your way in life. Most of the time you feel like there's an X on your forehead as a target for mistreatment, misfortune. But I'm here to tell you this evening that no matter what you were born into, no matter what our past has been, no matter what you've come through or come from or been around, no matter what misfortune befalls you or has befallen you, please don't let your past hold your future hostage. God can bring you out. God is able to deliver. How God does it, I can't tell you. I'm waiting to be delivered right now, and I don't know how it's going to happen, but God is able. God is able to set our feet on a solid rock. I've discovered that God is notorious for making a way out of no way. And Sister Shira stands as a witness. See, although she was the sister or the daughter of misfortune, she was also an accomplished daughter. Hear her testimony. In 1 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 24, this is what it says. His daughter was Shira. She built. We're going to have a little call and response. Somebody say, she built.
She built.
I like the way y'all said that. She built both lower and upper Beth Horon and Uzen Shira. Beloved, Shira was a city builder. Not one city, not two cities, but Shira built three cities or three towns. Not her brothers, but Shira. Not her daddy, but Shira. Her brothers, Ezer and Eliad, had been disappointments to their father, but not Shira. Shira was accomplished and productive. But how could that be? She was a woman. She was a woman living in a patriarchal, androcentric culture, a culture where women could not own property. In fact, women were thought to be property. But not Shira. She was a builder. That is quite an accomplishment. It was an accomplishment for many reasons, but one of the reasons is because in ancient Israel, the role of building cities, the role of building was assigned to males. Shira is the only woman recorded in the Old Testament to build cities. Building cities, according to the Hebrew Bible, was a sign of God's blessings and favor. In 2 Chronicles 26, the Bible says that as long as King Uzziah sought the Lord, that God made him prosper. God made him prosper by he built cities in the territory of Ashdod and elsewhere among the Philippians, among the Philistines, sorry. King Uzziah had favor with God, and God blessed him and made him prosper and enabled him to build cities. King Uzziah was a city builder. This text makes it clear that as long as King Uzziah pursued God, that God gave him success. What does that insinuate about Shira? She must have had a deep and abiding commitment to follow the ways of God. So she's got something to teach us. Let's see what this woman of faith has to teach us about building. What did she have? And this is what I thought about when I came to know Shira, when I came to see her story. One of the things, questions I asked myself is, what did this woman have on the inside of her that enabled her, despite all the odds, despite her social and cultural context, what does she have on the inside that enables